Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 61 for Wednesday, September 16th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were bouncing around both sides of unchanged Wednesday morning, but the bias was higher in early activity. Canola is up $1 to $3, the November contract up $1.30 at $472.40 per ton. Wet and cool harvest delaying weather in parts of Western Canada did remain somewhat supportive. However, off the combine deliveries are expected to pick up over the next few weeks, and that weighed on the front month and caused it to lag the more deferred positions to the upside. The Chicago soy complex is mixed with gains in beans but a softer tone in soy oil, and that provided little direction for canola. The U.S. Federal Reserve is set to make a much anticipated announcement on whether or not it will raise interest rates tomorrow. That was keeping some caution in the financial and commodity markets, including canola, today. Milling wheat, durum, and barley are all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans are higher, but corn and wheat both down. Soybeans up 2 to 5 cents, the November contract up 3 at $8.92 per bushel. The U.S. Farm Service Agency released revised data on how much land went into the Prevent Plant program this year, and the numbers showed a surprising 1.3 million acre drop in the soybean number compared to August. While that data was bearish, traders were uncertain how much stock to put in the report. A near-record monthly crush in August was supportive for beans, as were tightening soy oil stocks in the country. For corn, prices were down 1 to 3 cents, the December contract down 3 at $3.87 per bushel. Anecdotal reports are coming in of better than expected yields across the U.S. Corn Belt, and that pressured prices. Prevent Plant's corn acres were also down from last month, implying that more corn was actually seeded. Wheat was down 2 to 5 cents, the December contract in Chicago down 4 at $4.90 per bushel. Conditions for seeding next year's winter wheat crop remain favorable in the U.S., while the fact that the U.S. continues to miss out on global export business was also overhanging that market. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, September 16th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.